Don't you just love the de-evolution of America, where we are now a third world police state, where you can get your car attacked and your windows broken open? You can even get pepper sprayed, which is what the FBI says led to the death of Officer Sicknick at the Capitol riots. But if you pull out a gun to protect yourself, you're the one who gets arrested. That's what we're living in, a backwards society. And I brought on Sydney Watson, the host of the YouTube channel Sydney Watson, who is joining me today. And does that video, what does that do to you when you see that happen?
So I hadn't actually seen this particular video until just now. And we were sort of talking about this just before we went live or before we started filming. And I just have a really visceral reaction watching that. It actually makes me want to cry a little bit, because you see this man who really is doing nothing wrong. I presume he was trying to get back into his car, and you can see that the windows are broken and what have you. And these people are screaming at him, and obviously he got hit with something, and that's what caused him to pull out the gun in the first place. If your life is under threat because you're being mobbed by, let's be real here, they're kind of demonic degenerates. I'm presuming this is Antifa in this video. How is it that we live in a country where you can be screamed at, have things hurled at you, but you actually cannot defend yourself? And then when you do, like you rightly said, the cop is on hand to arrest you immediately. Are you kidding me? Police officer, what were you doing up until the point? What were you doing up until that point? Why hadn't you stopped the people from throwing things at this man?
Yeah, might I remind you, though, this was also an unlawful assembly. Like, this man was in a very dangerous position. Bring this up on my screen, Savannah. In Oregon, while this was going on, an unlawful assembly was declared after, they always say this, protesters blocked the streets near the Oregon State Capitol. Four people were arrested. Might I say this was actually like a riot. There was a gathering of patriots, people who were coming together to just celebrate America, to celebrate freedom. Mm-hmm. And they were intercepted by these black clad people. You can see these people on my screen even here. It's pretty bad stuff. It says specifically that, an unlawful assembly has been declared at the Oregon State Capitol after opposing protesters gathered Sunday. The crowd had grown to an estimated 150 to 200 people. Now, this is, of course, like in a different area. I think the other one was in Portland. This one's in Salem. But mm-hmm. My point being is that these are going on. This is a very dangerous situation happening across Oregon. People are tense. They're celebrating their country across the state. And this is the kind of stuff that's happening over the weekend. And you get punished specifically if you defend yourself, which is your right. And they have a very, very pretty loose gun laws, I would say, in Oregon mm-hmm. and in Washington comparatively to other liberal states like California. And it's like, this is the America that we're expected to live in. We're expected to believe and just accept as like, oh yeah, you should just allow yourself to be in harm's way. You should just allow yourself to be and get abused. And you have no right to defend yourself.
I feel like I left all of that when I moved from Australia, this almost hyper policing, because I feel like the Australian police act in a way that we're seeing in this video particularly. But I feel like I left all of that, and then I come here, and now it's like it's following me. Like, you know, I thought that America was, you know, the land of the free, where you can, in fact, where you do, in fact, have the right to self-defense, where you do, in fact, have the right to protect your property. But I mean, I think the thing that we forget, though, is that maybe it's because we live in Texas and because we do have a more conservative, right-leaning, you know, area that we live in. But I mean, I guess that I just feel bad for the people that live in the states in question, these states and where these videos come from. I feel bad for the people in these states, because I think what kind of a place are you living in where this is what happens? I don't know what to add to this, because I'm so like, I'm actually really distressed. Not a lot of this stuff gets to me in the sense that I don't internalize it, because I say, you know, this is my job. I have to talk about this for a living. I have to be rational. But when I see this sort of thing, I want to cry. Like, it makes me, watching the destruction of the United States makes me want to cry. I moved here because I thought this is a country where I can get ahead, where my kids can get ahead, where, you know, I have freedom. I can say what I want. I can protect myself and protect my home. And then you see all this sort of stuff where we care more about the rights of black clad. I don't even, what would you call them? Degenerates? What are they?
Probably like transgender, like anti-fascist, or aka fascist, like black bloc degenerates. Most of them are transsexual, and that's just the statement. I'm not saying that as a negative thing. I'm just saying most of them are transgender.
Well, regardless of whatever they are, to me, these people are completely off the planet. If these people are the ones that we're protecting, then average citizens, like, basically, you're being told where you stand. You and I have been totally told where we stand when it comes to all of this, and it's that we don't matter as much as these psychopaths that are burning down cities and destroying things.
Yeah, no, and honestly, on that note, we're going to get into a lot more of the backwardness in society all being okayed under the guise of the Biden administration and Democrats in states everywhere. Before we jump into the show, I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor for today. Guys, girls, you know my Jeeple. Those are people that drive Jeeps. You know that you drive something and you don't want it to look bad. Bodies of cars are all about the style. It's all about the trim, just like the human body, which is why I got to talk to you about Road Armor. Now, guys, Road Armor offers American-made bumpers built on quality, protection, and style. These are amazing pieces of equipment that turn your car from just being a little baby to becoming a monster. There's no substitute for the Road Armor bumper. I promise you that. They are 100% made in the USA. And yes, like I'm broadcasting in Texas, they are Texas strong. All your companies that you support should be. Their products are backed by their lifetime guarantee. And also, they pride themselves on building not only the highest quality bumpers with style and protection that's suited for all various lifestyles and interests, but guess what? They're a freaking awesome company too. They support, hire, and they bring mentors to first responders and veterans of every caste. And so guess when you purchase this product, you're supporting truly life-changing organizations such as the American Valor Foundation. They are passionate about giving back to our first responder and veteran communities, which is something I personally believe in through charitable donations, event integration, and giveaways. So right now, guys, go to roadarmor.com and use promo code BLAZE50 for, you'll never believe it, get 50% off, which is, I think that's almost dumb. It's like, how do you even make money as a company? I don't know, but I know that they want to give you guys the best deal possible because obviously they care about your cars looking good and being protected with the right products, and I do too. Go to roadarmor.com, use promo code BLAZE50, get 50% off. It's so crazy. Don't miss out. Don't miss that deal. Go right now, roadarmor.com, use promo code BLAZE50 to get the best stylish and protection for your car today. So obviously, we talked a little bit about the madness that's going on in the country. You heard about the vaccine passports.
Oh, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to get into this right now. So surprise, surprise, we are in the end times. And what's trending on Twitter today is actually the mark of the beast. This is the funniest thing, and it's kind of sad. But I like how Paul Joseph Watson brought this up from, you can check him out. He's a really great commentator. But I love how he's responding to this person named Prez, who was like, the idiocy on the right has hit a new level. Now they claim a vaccine passport is coming, much like the mark of the beast. No vaccine, no purchase power. Hell, that should be the law anyway. Jesus not coming for any of these folks anyway. And I think that the leftists are missing the point that this vaccine passport and people freaking out and calling it the mark of the beast is actually a lot of people who are calling it this probably aren't even Christians. It's just rhetorically referencing of some sort of a new system of credit that excludes people who are not given into state mandates and state controlled power. And it's just like a metaphor people are using. And I like how Paul Joseph Watson's like, well, leftists say there's no mark of the beast. Don't be insane. And then they also in the same sentence are like, of course you should be forced to undergo a government medical procedure by law in order to be able to buy and sell. We are going so backwards in our society where we are headed into a two-tier system. If you haven't heard about this, ladies and gentlemen, they are promoting, and the Biden administration, even though they're not taking responsibility, which is, we're going to read this right now. It says, White House leaves vaccine passports to the private sector. The government is suggesting that our society develop a credit system that shows whether or not you can participate in society. And before we jump into this and you go, oh, that's not crazy. No, it is. And on that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive. This is the best worst show on Blaze TV. We always have confetti of color, and that's a huge explosion right over our faces as I read you this amazing amazing section of article. It literally says this in CBS. Check this out right here. As more countries like Japan, China, and Denmark plan to introduce vaccine passports for their citizens, Americans are beginning to wonder if they too will have to show some sort of proof of vaccination or similar ID to travel, attend events, and then this little caveat here, they just throw it in so casually, work, aka provide a means of living, or generally participate in society. Like, you stupid Americans, you're worried that we're moving in a future where if you don't give into government mandates and requirements for your health, that you can't make a living and or do anything in society? Psh, you guys are crazy.
It's like, what happened to this whole my body, my choice thing? I know that people bring that up all the time. And I see it sometimes and I go, and I roll my eyes. But honestly, I mean, it's applicable here, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I have talked about this before, how even on the show, actually, how you and I are, neither of us are anti-vax, but we're anti this vax in the sense that it's not been tested enough. I think that there's a lot of things that the wider population doesn't know. But this scares me, right? Because people pointed out that, you know, in order to go to countries like Africa or many of the third world countries and developing countries, you do have to get particular vaccines in order to go because you are at risk of legitimately dying if you contract Ebola, for example, or whatever. I don't actually, is there a vaccine for Ebola?
There's probably some sort of treatment, but I mean, like Ebola, yeah, is like a cataclysmic death. It doesn't discriminate.
Right.
It causes major issues with pregnancy. I mean, this is like something
you bleed
that,
from your eyes and your ears. I mean, whatever, but
pretty gross.
But it's one of those things, right, where the survival rate of Ebola is, and people can correct me on this, but I'm fairly sure it's somewhere in the realm of 50%. So if you contract Ebola, you will die. Like, there's a really strong likelihood that you will die. Whereas with what we have at the moment with the sniffles is, I mean, like, it has the same survival rate as the flu. No one's making you walk around with a, you know, a vaccine passport for the flu. I have never in my life gotten a flu vaccine. Never. Not once. I'm happy that I have, you know, some of the other ones, like, you know, the ones that you get as a child, like whooping cough, etc., because I do think that there is a place for those. However, I mean, you're telling me that I can't go to work, that I can't go to a sports match, that I can't do this and that and the other for a virus that has the same survival rate as the flu. And now you want me to carry around a piece of paper like my documentation in Nazi Germany. Oh, here you go, officer. Like, you know, oh, now can I come in? Thank you. I mean, like, realistically, people who think this is a good idea, I have such trouble with this. I have such trouble with this.
Well, and
really,
you know,
do.
because the reason why I get nervous about this, I want to get into a little bit about you being banned from card providers and service providers of money. Mm-hmm. This is an idea of consolidating power so that you can actually control what people can do and where they can roam and what access they have to your country and to the services they offer. This is not anything new. This has always been what totalitarian societies do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to play you, this is a very interesting thing. In fact, along with the vaccine passport, they are developing a new payment processing method that is involving your, like, maybe it's microchips, maybe it's your palm print. I'm not entirely sure, but of course, no shocker here, Amazon is behind it.
Oh, of course.
I want to play you a video, and a lot of you guys might be shocked by this, but this is the new payment processor that Amazon is developing that they want to roll out across the country. This is called Amazon One, already very weird name.
This is Zoe. Just like you, she uses lots of different cards and IDs to get through her day. What if all Zoe needed was herself? Introducing Amazon One, a free service that lets you use your palm to quickly pay for things, gain access, earn rewards,
gain
and more.
Access.
Let's say you're grabbing your favorite coffee beverage,
mm-hmm.
or heading into the office.
I hate this.
Or checking out. Just hover your palm and you're on your way.
I hate
it's
this.
It's as easy
I
as
hate
that.
This.
Sign up is free. And takes less than a minute.
Takes less
All
than a minute.
All you need is a credit card, your phone number, and your palm. That's it. Since your palm is unique and can't be lost or misplaced, you can get things done quickly and securely. And with more experiences on the way, Amazon
it's
One will
not,
help you get even
good.
More done.
This is not good.
Simply by being you.
Yeah.
Now, Zoe has more time to do what she loves.
Oh, man.
Indoor skydiving.
All right. That can't,
Enter,
nothing can go wrong here.
And pay with
Nothing can go wrong here.
Oh my God.
Did you even know this existed?
No, I feel
so
like,
bad.
I feel, because I got really mad last week.
Oh my
like
gosh.
I had my like at life moment. And so I've been taking a break. I've been trying to not be as online because I want to maintain my mental health. So I know this is all new to me. You're basically surprising me, which I feel like is very hard to do these days. But people never realize that this stuff can be abused. They go, oh, but I just have one palm, Sydney. Oh, it's fine. Oh, we already give our fingerprints, Sydney. Oh, it's fine. But it's like, do you not understand that the more information the government is not trustworthy. These massive corporations are not trustworthy. Why do people not realize this? They don't care about you as a consumer. They care about making money. All you are is a way of making money. You are the conduit between them and money. That
and
is
you give
all
your
you
palm.
Are.
And it's like, that's what I want to get into you is like, you go, well, like I get the convenience, right? So I want to be fair with this. Like I get there's this human method with the mm-hmm. economy, like you said, to increase efficiency.
Yes.
And so there's a desire then to say like, well, how can we cut down like times in line? How can we create a quick exchange of products? Like mm-hmm. I understand the reasoning behind this. So it's like, yeah, let's just wave a palm and be gone.
Or you could just wave your credit card.
Right, but even then, I mean, people, you can go back and back and say, oh, well, the Christians and conservatives were freaking out about the NPC code and or the barcode and the RFID and different types of chips. So this is just them freaking out. But people like you know, because you've actually been banned from using certain big tech apps and payment processors,
yes,
that they can literally X you out of society using your own personal information that you gave them.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're exactly right. I mean, I actually didn't make that connection until you just said that. But yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I have actually been banned from so many things, including PayPal, actually, for a period there. But if you think about this realistically, say that Amazon, for whatever reason, goes, okay, you're a yucky user, because they will at some point. They'll go, no, we don't want these far-right extremists using our platform. Boom, done. Like, that's it. And then you get cut off. And then, so rightly, like you said, if your information, if your credit card provider and Amazon have this weird little connection working, and then it's all predicated on you using your palm, then really what's to say that at some point they just go, oh, you can't use our card anymore, you can't use this platform anymore, and then you're cut off. I mean, I think that the more power that you give, and this is why monopolies are bad, right? This is why people have always said that monopolies are bad, because once you've monopolized some part of the marketplace, or, you know, whatever particular niche area you're in, or, you know, as you expand, as you monopolize, it means that it's harder and harder to get away from these companies and these institutions. And then the net effect of that is that when you do eventually get axed out and X'd out, which you will at some stage, because we're kind of heading in that direction, you have nowhere else to go. And I think that that is hugely problematic. Just if people are interested, I'm banned from Bumble as well for whatever reason.
That's probably good. It's honestly, bring into the extremity,
Uber.
Like you're not even a very extreme person. And once I was reading an article yesterday from Chicago Tribune, mm-hmm, that was about this woman who really hates the commentator that a lot of people hate, Nick Fuentes. And I was reading it, and she's basically writing about how her goal is to get him kicked off the internet, like not just off social media platforms. Her goal, this is for a mainstream media news outlet, to get this guy kicked off the internet, like to erase his online identity. And I read this part that I was like, I didn't know people get this banned online other than maybe Alex Jones. Do you see this? It says Fuentes said that he's also lost access to Facebook, Instagram, Apple's podcast app, TikTok, Discord, Clubhouse, Spotify, DLive, along with the business and consumer services like PayPal, Venmo, Patreon, Airbnb, Shopify, Amazon Web Services, Stripe, Streamlabs, and Coinbase. Now, of course, she says that the reason that she worked to get him off these is she said, oh, he's a white supremacist, he's an anti-Semite.
If he was, though, who cares?
Wait, but that's what I'm saying. Is that she said that she goes to bed every night. This woman said, I have to find, maybe it's down here. This is so crazy. I didn't know people like this existed. But she said in one of her tweets, I can't find it, but you can find this article. She goes, I go to bed every night thinking about how I can erase this person off the internet. And then I go to sleep soundly, wake up the next morning and do it over again every day. Like, this woman is such a loser. She dedicates her life to taking people offline that she thinks are a threat to society, which is like the dumbest thing. I think it actually emboldens people when you do that.
Yes.
But it's like, we are in a society where things are so backwards that like people are working, they spend their life just trying to delete people off the internet. And so what? Maybe the stuff he says is bad. Maybe your claims to him are true. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But I can tell you the truth about this. Like, what world do we live in where this is what they want to do to everyone? That's what I was going to say, is that like the reason why they're experimenting with people, that you'll be okay with it. It's like, well, most people would be like, well, I'm okay with Nick Fuentes being banned. And that's what the most people do say. They're like, because mm-hmm, that guy says things that I disagree with and mm-hmm, I think are mean. And it's mm-hmm, like, okay, so you are okay with that. But remember when it was just Alex Jones and you were just okay with that too because of the Sandy Hook shooting?
Or
it was just Milo because mm-hmm, he made a pedophile comment. Mm-hmm. Oh, then it was just Gavin because of the Proud Boys. Oh, then it's the President of the United States because he's didn't tweet the way you liked him to tweet. And then it's like, it's not a slippery slope argument. It's just that we're going into this point where it's like, how dare you think vaccine passports could go wrong? Where have you seen online accounts go wrong? Well, I don't know. You already banned people you don't like. All you have to do is lower that threshold mm-hmm, to making it mainstream conservative views are what you don't like, which we're going to find out that they already are.
Yeah.
As they're saying that being pro-gun is equivalent to being anti-black.
Well, even if you think about it, so a friend of mine said this to me back after the January 6th thing happened, and it really prompted him, because he has a military background, it prompted him to go and learn to code, which I know a couple people will probably get a laugh out of that, but it did. He was like, Sid, I have to go and do this because we're heading to a point where we are going to have this division between you know, basically the left and the right, where MasterCard and Visa and all these other things will basically be like, okay, so, well, we can't let people who have particular viewpoints use our cards. So, or also just even in terms of firearms, I mean, they're even discussing not letting people, you know, buy particular things through these, you know, credit card companies, basically, like, that relate to firearms. So his thing was, well, I love guns and I want to buy guns. And if I'm not allowed to do that through MasterCard and Visa, then there has to be an alternative. And so you're basically going to live in this like dual society where you can only buy certain things with this card over here and only certain things with this card over here, because it's getting to the point where certain things are so not okay by the standards of these companies that they're just going to be like, nope. I mean, and we're not even that far away from it. There are left-wing organizations out there, Color of Change is one of them, that is bullying the absolute crap out of these companies, not just the financial ones, but other ones as well, to stop associating with particular people or particular organizations or stop letting people buy particular things. That is psychotic. That is psychotic.
Right. And, you know, like, check this out here. It's already getting there. People are like, well, you really think we're going to have a segregated society based off of who's vaccinated and not? Now, here's what I want to say. Yes, look at this image here. Savannah's here, by the way. Savannah brought this up, and I think that you had a little bit of a passion thing. It says here, there's literally a side of the pews for not yet vaccinated. You can see this? For not yet vaccinated, and then for the fully vaccinated. You also notice, like, there's nobody there, which we'll get into in a moment. But Savannah, you had something else. I felt anger from you. I felt rage.
Tell
when you saw this.
Go.
Like, can you just pop off here for a second? You gotta like pull your head. She's like, oh, I gotta fix my hair. Get it, girl. Bring it. Bring yourself
in. I know. I didn't put makeup on today because I wasn't expecting to be on, but here I am, everybody. Yeah, you know, I have been really frustrated about this issue, specifically because nobody's allowed to talk about the vaccines. Nobody's allowed to talk about the adverse side effects. Even if you cite the CDC's own website regarding adverse side effects to these vaccines, you still get banned. I just got a strike on my YouTube channel, my first one, and now we have a society where we are segregating churches, the Miami Heat as well. I believe April 1st, they're going to start segregating, again, vaccine-only sections for their fans there. And it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous that we're not, one, allowed to talk about this. Two, it's being forced on all of us. And three, I get pissed off about this because that's why I want conservatives to take off their face masks, because if you're still willingly wearing it right now, then you might as well get in line for the vaccine passport. And I feel like the face mask was like a soft introduction to forcing us in society to do these things. So that's my two cents on all of that.
Yeah, you saw this here. The article she just talked about, it says here from ESPN that Miami vaccinated fans will soon have their own sections at Miami Heat games. Where have we heard about this?
But why?
Listen, the Heat announced plans Tuesday to open two sections in their lower bowl only for fully vaccinated fans, starting with an April 1st game against the Golden State Warriors. The Heat are the first NBA team to reveal such a plan, though other clubs are believed to be working on similar measures. Masks will still be required, even for the vaccinated fans, because science doesn't matter anymore. And social distancing rules will be slightly relaxed in those areas because we are just totally making this up as we go. The NBA told teams last week that such sections would be allowed under very specific conditions and in accordance with local and state health and safety guidelines. And if any of those sections provided by teams include seats within 30 feet of the court, fans in those seats will have to take a PCR test 2 days prior to the game or an approved antigen test on game day. This is like a medical dictatorship.
There's no like science behind this. And I think that's what's so funny about it is that it's like you said, they just make it up as they go along. Two things though. I don't care if people get mad at me about this. The NBA sucks. I'm just going to put that out there. Who actually cares? Sport these days is legitimately so boring, except hockey. Hockey's kind of cool because they beat the crap out of each other. But like basketball sucks already. I don't want to watch people who are already bloody kneeling for the anthem and the flag. Like no, can we just not, don't go to sports matches. There you go. That's my input on that.
No, well,
but this stuff is nuts.
Yeah, but see, the thing is you say that because you think it's dumb, but it's like they slowly chip away at what Americans love, saying you can't participate in the pleasures of life until you take this injection. And so people even ask me, though, why are you so afraid of the injection? I'm actually not. So I'm one of those people because my background's in molecular biology. I understand what gene therapies are. Mm-hmm. I can't say this is not a vaccine because YouTube doesn't let me say that. I can just say that this is one of the first times that we are categorizing this gene therapy as a vaccine. So they are categorizing it, but I would say that's a questionable choice of categorization for what we're seeing with the doses and the effective rate. Ah, you're pushing the limit of medical freedom and honesty here. But I can't say anything else beyond that. That is what they've categorized it as. I'm more afraid of if they can do this with this piece of vaccine, what else will they then push the step further? Like they never stop. The government never just like holds back and goes, oh, well, we force something on you once. Now we're just going to chill.
We'll just never do it again.
Yeah, taxes. We took a dollar from you. We're going to keep it there. It's like, no, they just keep going until they've eroded all of your liberties. This is a moral standard, not an anti-science, anti-vax standard. I just don't believe in medical mandated things like this. This is stupid.
Yeah, same. I mean, I guess that I always think about it in the when people say, oh, this will never happen. This is, you know, you guys are being silly. I always think about it in the context of like, if in the past we were okay to have apartheid, for example, and other things like that, or we were happy to have the Jim Crow laws, which actually, you know, with actual segregation, why would this be any different? Now, it's not based on race, which is, you know, I argue better. It's not based on race, but it is based on something that is still us versus them, or, you know, however you want to characterize. I can't even speak English today, Elijah. This is bad.
You never speak English. You say Elijah.
Elijah.
Yeah, very weird. Australians are very strange.
You know, I'm just having one of those days. I think it's because I put this shirt on that Savannah hates. Actually, your wife hates it too.
Let us know in the comments below. Do you like the shirt?
Do you like the shirt? I know. Everyone who says no, just be aware that I'm going to be watching.
I almost wore the same thing, and we looked at each other and went, one of us is going to have to change. And I went with the Patagonia t-shirt instead. And guys, before we jump into this, I'm going to talk about some insanity here. Go to my screen. It says here that this is the backwardsness that you know, California schools are still closed, by the way, but San Diego teachers are going to provide in-person classes to the illegal kids that are coming across the border, even though they're not providing them to the citizens of California, which I just came back from, which just to remind you guys about the instability of the world, which is why I need to tell you about something amazing called the Tac Pack. Guys, you know the world is not getting any less crazy. You know, and you've seen that things are unstable. It never hurts to prepare with the right tools that you need, but it's too complicated to know what to buy, where to buy it. So check out Tac Pack. It's a premier monthly subscription box for military tactical and prepper and Second Amendment enthusiasts. This is just basically like the Bark Box, but for men and for women who actually care about their lives and their country. So with this new attack on our Second Amendment, which we're seeing, all of our rights, it is actually more important now more than ever to show your support and get equipped with what you need. Now, this is kind of cool. For just $49.95 a month, you get $100 worth of gear, at least, which means it could be more, from different companies like 5.11, Sons of Liberty, Gunworks, Mission First Tactical, Armaspec, and more. And they even send out AR-15 parts, which we all know stands for assault rifle. No, I'm just kidding. But they send out AR-15 parts and accessories, EDC tools, knives, and gear to keep you prepared for when it hits the fan. And it will, guys. It will. I don't even know if Biden's going to be alive for much longer. I'm going to tell you, this next pack is the perfect timing to jump in and point to see what these boxes are all about. You get a lot of variety on this one. I'm excited. You get 7 items in total. It includes range gear, tools, EDC, apparel, and more. Right now, go to TacPack.com today and sign up. Use my promo code SO. That's just promo code SO, which stands for slightly offensive, at checkout to receive a free extra bag of tactical goodies shipped out with your first pack. Don't wait. These are flying off the shelves, and they have sold out before this deadline the past few months. Go to TacPack.com today. Use code SO and get your free goodies. I encourage you to check it out. We offer really good products on this show, honestly. They're really useful.
You do. I mean, yeah, I definitely want a box full of things that do things.
Yeah, me too. And I you're going to need it because, you know, there's a crisis at the border. It's absolute insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the Trump administration, they called it a Holocaust, literally Hitler, concentration camps. And now it's actually worse than it was under Trump's administration. And they're calling it a great challenge, a struggle, a hurdle, a road bump inherited from a failed administration.
It's just, it's so crazy to me how you had some of the lowest border crossings in the last like 20 years under Trump, and now you have some of the highest border crossing numbers in 20 years under the Biden administration. And I just go, these people are on, I swear to God, I don't understand how anyone could possibly have voted for Biden. You know, the other thing too that really, really gets me, I'm trying not to swear. Now I'm riled up. But the thing that gets me is I just go, every single thing that this administration said that they wouldn't do, they've done. And right. How anyone could have been so stupid to not look at the past 47 years of this guy's time in office and think, He's a bit of a liar. He's probably going to renege on those things. Like, are you kidding me? It makes me nothing makes me angrier than the illegal immigrant thing. It makes me enraged. And you know who loses out? American citizens. There are so many things in the United States that need so much attention, that don't just need money thrown at them, but actually need to be worked through and fixed. And yet you're pouring money and time and effort and energy into illegal immigrants when you could just finish the border wall, strengthen the sovereignty of this country, strengthen the borders, and stop letting people in droves.
Ta-da! Point in case. Guys, this is from theblaze.com. This is right here. Check this out. The San Diego County Board of Education has agreed to send teachers to provide in-person instruction for the hundreds of teen migrant girls. Who wrote this article? Let me see. Who wrote this? Breck Dumas. Breck, we technically work for the same company. Let's just call them illegals here at Blaze. Let's just call it out. These are illegal immigrants. They are not migrants. They are illegals.
I thought you were going to make fun of the grammar.
No, I was just going to say, we got to get Breck, you're a good writer, but we got to get these wording right. We got to call this out. They are housed in San Diego Convention Center, while many of the schools in the district remain closed to in-class learning. Our county supervisor said of the move that I wish every child in San Diego County was allowed the same opportunity. And yes, damn straight. That's the point of the backwardsness, where it's like, you can't pull out a gun to protect yourself. You're going out. You can't go out in public unless you give a state mandated vaccine. Mm-hmm. And oh, your kid can't get taught with your tax dollars. But some illegal kids can in a, a COVID-19 hotbed, which I do believe we're in a scamdemic. I don't even believe the numbers, honestly, personally, of what's going on. But I know that, let's just stick it to them. Like, these are hotbeds for COVID-19 mm-hmm. spread, transmission centrifuges. That's what's happening here.
Dude, you know what? Think about this as well. If we actually have to carry around these vaccine passports, think about it. People are still going to be coming over the border. People are still going to be coming over the border that might have infections and other diseases that are considerably more serious than COVID. And you're telling me that American citizens who aren't even sick have to carry a vaccine passport, and yet you're just going to let people wander over the border?
They're just
with
dumping
no
them
regulation.
Right there. You see them? Like, that's not a Chipotle commercial. Those are children in burrito wrappers. And the Biden administration sent a woman, decent looking woman, doesn't matter, but just, she's got nice eyes. And she's there. She straightened her hair. I'm glad she took time to get ready while they crammed kids in a feces-ridden box.
Kind of looks like AOC.
Yeah, maybe. I know. Yeah. And she's telling telling Senator Ted Cruz, like, please have some decency. Please have some decency for the people inside. It's like, ma'am, there's no decency in that box.
No. Yes, this is decency, having people wrapped in burrito wrappers.
It's like, I'm sorry, do they come with sour cream or something? Like, is that what decency is? Are these brown rice burritos? Is that what this is? I mean, realistically speaking, ain't no white rice in there. I can tell you that. That's the truth.
The thing that always occurs to me is, I think
it's not funny. It's actually sick.
It's super messed up. Well, you have to, because the thing is, you have to laugh, because if you laugh, you don't cry, and if you don't cry, then you might end up doing something awful mm-hmm. in public to other people that probably doesn't need to happen. And I think that when I watch these videos and whatnot, when you see the pictures and what have you, I think what makes me so angry is that, Because everything is so partisan, and it's either you're on the left or the right. I mean, and I definitely fall into that as well. I get people have, I say it all the time, how much I dislike people on the left, or at least their viewpoints. And I think what's so problematic about this is because it is so partisan. We can't call a spade and go, okay, the kids in the cages thing that was happening under Trump, quote unquote, is just as bad when it's happening now. Mm-hmm. And there you have all these people who are defending this, going, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Well, it's not fine. If you're going to scream at me for over a year about COVID and just let all these people into the country and just shove them into, detention centers effectively with no rhyme or reason, no forethought as to what you're going to do with this problem. I mean, at this point, I just think that we're just dealing with the dumbest people in the world.
Yeah, literally, this is the situation. And I think what's really important is that I want to talk about how dumb we are as a nation. So I don't know if you saw this attack that happened, and people are telling me this woman's not Asian. Okay. And I would say this, I said, she's Asian passing. And someone goes, that's racist.
Is she morally white?
So I'm like, I don't know. Look. Okay. There's no way to make this a good situation. Either she was attacked as a human, she was attacked as a woman, she was attacked as a mixed minority, sometimes she was attacked as an Asian, she was attacked.
Sometimes you don't laugh at my jokes, and I get really offended, Elijah.
I don't pick up on a lot of things.
People in the comments are always like, Cindy made a really good joke, and Elijah just didn't even, it's fine.
I don't, I'm a little bit autistic, maybe.
Yeah, no, I.
It's
yeah.
possible.
Yeah, no,
it's possible.
Wouldn't shock me.
Remember Alex Jones was like, I'm a little bit retarded. I'm like a little bit autistic, probably. Like, I don't pick up on social, like, I don't have like a good social cue with comes to like guests.
Let us know in the comments. Is Elijah in fact autistic?
Maybe.
And is my shirt really cute?
Maybe.
Yes.
I said John Doyle could be a little bit. But I don't know.
John's quite smart. I mean, John is smart to the point where I question it. I go, this kid,
and
he just knows things.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm not talking smack on autism. I'm actually saying like a lot of people that I know that are autistic are kind of awkward socially, but are also tend to be like pretty focused in something that's either creative or very linear.
Well, they're very
fixated.
in terms of like
I have like an autistic friend who's very good with art. Mm-hmm. I have an autistic friend who's good at teaching, and I have an autistic friend who's very good with math. And like, I don't have a lot of friends that are like good at one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting diagnosis, and we can get to that another time. But that has nothing to do with this girl being
Sorry,
attacked.
Derailing the conversation.
Yes.
So
she was attacked.
Our morally
and
white
the point
Asian
of this
friend.
Is that she was attacked, and we're going to get into the irony of how backwards our society is. This is based on a traffic incident, and of course, as you're going to see, the minority Asian violence is once again coming from the Duke of the Proud Boys, which is the new fusion of the KKK Proud Boys together. It's a new organization that, mm-hmm. that we're seeing on the rise, attacking Asians around America. Play this. KKK always looks so much more tanned when their hoods are off.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Once again, I gave a really bad timed joke when somebody like was victimized, but I want to just bring this up. I found the girl's social media profile, who doesn't identify as a girl actually.
Okay.
If we can go to
maybe now she'll join us on the far right.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is how you make racists, right? This is how you make racists. Check out the bio there. They have BLM in their bio. Of course, they go they them.
Why is she called? Why is this person called Poison Girlfriend? Girlfriend, is that not
female?
Yeah.
I don't know. They have an OnlyFans.
Oh.
You can watch them get victimized both by the culture of sexual abuse and of physical abuse all in one Instagram link. I don't recommend it, but what I will say is if only the attacker had read her or their bio,
mm-hmm.
maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Maybe. Maybe they just would have stopped and said, oh, you know what? This person's on my team. I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to walk away. No, dude.
I'm not going to be violent because Black Lives Matter.
Mm, yeah, no, that's definitely been a thing for sure. I mean, Black Lives Matter so much to the Black Lives Matter movement that they didn't kill David Dorn. They didn't kill how many other people? Was it what, like 15 or something? Other people during the riots?
I think we're up to like 24 associated deaths now.
That's how much Black Lives Matter to the Black Lives Matter movement. So yeah, I'm sure that this person would have left this other person. This is how stupid all this pronoun stuff too is. Like, you know, I don't want to be a d- to anyone. I don't want to deliberately make people feel yuck. But I mean, obviously, I do believe that we've got his and her and he and him and that's whatever. But this is so hard. It's so hard to talk about any of this if you're trying to be like not a, you know, if you're trying to abide by their rules.
Let's
of
just
language.
Go by they though. They were attacked. And this is the whole point of the backwardsness of society. It's like, oh, there's problems with police interactions with black mm-hmm. people. And I'm like, yeah, I actually do agree with that. Oh, it's because black people are hated by police. And you're like,
no,
that's not why. And then it's like, oh, how do we fix the social perceptions of the black community in America? Let's post black squares on our social media. And that will prevent people from getting attacked by white supremacists on the street like that. And you look and you're going, look, there are real problems in America. And the point about us being backwards is it's like the way to fix our country is not by vaccinated sections in Miami Heat games. It's mm-hmm. by asking questions that are serious. Like, why are certain communities committing up to half the crimes in America? How do we stop that? That's mm-hmm. a good place to start.
Yep.
Why is it then that the majority of rapes are committed by white people? That's also a good question to ask as well. I would like to know those answers.
Are the majority of rapes actually committed by white people?
Yeah, not proportionally statistic, but I just meant like just saying like why is there still this prevalence in even within higher socioeconomic
mm-hmm.
ethnicities, why is there still this prevalence mm-hmm. of sexual abuse? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a real good question to mm-hmm. ask. You know, there's real ways we can get into this and we can talk about these things. They don't care about the truth.
Elijah, the thing is that no one, if we have these conversations, right, then we actually have to address the fact that not everything is predicated on racism. If we're going to call out, you know, violence against the Asian community that we've been seeing in the last little while, we would have to admit that the Black community actually perpetrate the majority of crime, not only against Asian Americans, but against literally every other ethnic group in this country. We would have to actually have a conversation that wasn't screamed down by, oh, you're being a racist. So, of course, we can't have any of these discussions, and it's much easier to divert the attention away to vaccine passports and, ooh, hold your hand over the machine now, and, oh, now you've paid for the thing. It's much easier to have those conversations because, they're, you know, the morally superior group of people in society, being the left, will just dominate them. And we get shouted down because we don't control the media, we don't control the schools, we don't control the politicians, so we just get shouted down into oblivion. So no one actually wants to fix these problems because I think that a lot of the time, politicians probably have so much money riding on this. They're probably lining their pockets. I don't know how, particularly when it comes to the race issues, but, you know, there's so many things in society where politicians profit from it. I hate them so much.
No, and I agree. You saw this video where the Anwar family, the father.
Oh, it's just that.
Was carjacked, an Uber driver.
That was horrific.
Was carjacked. If we can put that on the screen without sound. And I know you're gonna have to blur at the end, guys, because it's actually really sad. So basically the totality of this, there was a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old girl, okay? And they started to carjack this man, he's hanging on to the car, and they drive away, and I have to turn the sound off because I don't want to get this like taken down for a strike for like from YouTube. But they flip the car. And it's going to blur right after this, so you're not going to see what's going on here. But essentially, the girls are being pulled out of the car by the National Guard. And there's an important point here to be made. Remember, you don't need your AR-15 because the National Guard are there to pull the perpetrators out of a car while you're dead on the street. Remember that. You don't need a gun because the National Guard have guns. Mm-hmm. And so while you're dead on the street because they crashed your car while carjacking you, at least they were there to pull the victims out. And the young girl was like concerned. She's like, my phone's in the car. What she was concerned about is not the fact she had murdered somebody. Mm-hmm. She was concerned with the fact that she left her phone in the car. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's total desensitization. That's a huge part of it, right?
It's disgusting. He's dead on the floor. They just murdered a man in cold blood. And it's like, this just happened in the daylight.
What was disturbing is, and I don't know, maybe people who work in the medical field, paramedics and things, can answer this. The thing that, I mean, obviously this whole situation, when I watched this video initially, I was so shocked. I was so like just beside myself. But then what was like, I just couldn't believe that no one tried to help him. No one tried to do anything that, you know, I don't know. I don't know why no one tried to help him.
No, nowhere. Did you notice the girl that got head stomped in front of the business by another white supremacist of darker complexion, like multiple times? The security didn't get involved. The guy on the train, nobody got involved. The woman who they stole her purse in San Francisco and she smashed onto the ground. A car sped around her and took off. Because nobody wants to get involved now, because you know why? They've been finding that people surrounding these people are Caucasian. Mm-hmm. And Mike Cernovich said that if you get involved in this and somehow cause a greater problem, mm-hmm. the media will take the focus off the perpetrator attacking the person and make it onto the white person. Yeah, yeah. So white people aren't getting involved in these situations because they just know that the media is against them.
But a man is dead now because no one could do anything in that situation. A man is dead also because he was laying, I don't know if at that point he was actually dead.
Oh, but, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if your head's going to hit concrete like that, I'm, you know, also too, he must have hit the pole when they were, oh, anyway, either way,
it makes me sick.
Same when I, yeah, I don't, yeah. It actually makes me feel ill, but I just, no one helped him. No one, even if you know that someone's died, I at least feel like someone should have done something.
You saw them, and the mayor, Mariel Bowser, who's known for being feckless, ignorant,
her wonderful
something
commentary
that rhymes
on
with
that.
Stunt, made a racial,
the Australian word for friend,
her friend. yeah, that's okay to use in my house, but not in America. She puts out, you know, instead of like being like, we're mourning the victim, she's like, oh, auto theft is a crime of opportunity. Follow these steps to reduce the risk of your vehicle becoming a target. Like, oh, a guy got carjacked and murdered. Let's not talk about the victims. Let's not talk about the fact that technically Pakistanis are South Asian. This is another instance of white supremacy on Asian violence. And we should bring this up. Mm-hmm. Not going to use this because why? Because the races are, you know, wrong. Mm-hmm. That it's like, oh, we if these were two young white guys who did this, oh, it'd be like, white, what's going on with white youth in America? Let's have a conversation about white youth. But it wasn't white youth. No, they were white supremacist youth.
It would be called white terrorism, and it would be all over the news. And this is the other thing that makes me so angry. I saw one woman who said this on Twitter. She tweeted that conservatives have been complaining about Islam for however many years, and now suddenly they're all up in arms because a Pakistani man has been killed. And, oh, you're also fake for, you know, your faux compassion and concern for this man. And I'm like, well, I don't think that they're, like, mutually exclusive. Like, I don't like Islam. I think it's a coercive religion. But I'm disgusted and traumatized after watching a video of someone being murdered.
I don't want to murder Muslims.
Like, exactly. Like, this is people are just so absurd. It's like, no, we can actually have compassion even if we don't agree with the ideology. You know, I would feel bad watching. I mean, and this is just a regular everyday person. He's not done anything. He's not a terrorist.
He's working.
He's just, yeah, exactly.
And then she's like, oh, it's your fault for leaving your car running. And it's like, this is the problem, the backwards mentality. It's like, no, call this out. There's problems in certain communities. There's crime problems, and people are not being raised well. And I would say, even with these girls, I would say there's a problem with fatherlessness and there's issues. And we should look at this in any community, what the problems are, not blame the fact you left your car running, which is why I just, Jason Charter, who has been on the show before, been a guest. And if you ever get this clip, Jason, you're always welcome on this show. He is one of the organizers, DC Antifa. I'm sure you're familiar with him. Mm-hmm. Charged with federal crimes. Always welcome on my show, Jason. You are a wonderful guest. I would love to get you on a panel soon on Antifa. I would love that. But he was like responding to my response to this and was like, how much maturing did you do between the ages of 15 and 18? Because any child psychologist would tell you that those are very formative years that change the way you act and that change the way you think. Stop trying to hide your racism and BS, Elijah. And I'm like, well, yeah, I changed a lot during those age. Like, I did drugs, hooked up with random girls, looked at porn, all types of things that were unruly and typical of a rebellious teen. But I never tasered a grown man, carjacked him, wrecked his car, and then consequently murdered him in broad daylight. Like, you can't excuse this behavior as, like, rebellious teenagers. Like, this isn't just, I got drunk at a party.
No,
it's like, yeah, this is
exactly
like criminal behavior.
You're exactly right. I think what people forget, when I did my first degree in criminology, I focused a lot on youth justice. And what people don't realize is that the reason that kids act out in large part is because they have really, really bad social ties. They have poor social cohesion. Their parents aren't around. They don't feel supported. There's no boundaries. And what people forget, and this is what we were just talking about, with not being able to call out specific communities and not being able to have honest conversations about the issues within these specific communities, is that if your kids are growing up without fathers, if mom and dad are not present, there's a stronger likelihood. And also, too, if you're glorifying this culture of murder and not following the law and behaving in these ways that are completely not conducive to a happy, healthy society, you're going to have kids that are going to act out and they're going to do these things. This is a fact. This is a fact. We see it the world over. This is not just an American thing. This is a world over thing. The problem here is that we can't talk about it. And so you do end up with then men being murdered in broad daylight, like you said, because no one will talk about it. My biggest thing is that there's no self-accountability. There's no self-accountability. There's this, you know, these people scapegoat onto the white supremacists, the police, whoever, because they can't look internally and take responsibility for what they've done or for their own actions or for the issues within their own sphere. It makes me really mad. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah. Actually, on that note, guys, I want to tell you something very important. You know, you can't control a lot in society at all, but what you can control is something important that affects every decision you make financially, and that's your credit score. And I just want to tell you about something that's not credit repair. A lot of you might be wanting to know, how do I get my credit score up? Maybe I want to refinance my credit cards. I want to get a new credit card. Maybe I want to get a home loan, a car loan. Look, that's your decision. But what I want to tell you about is how you can get better rates. Well, yeah, you can start by getting your credit score up. This is credit science that comes from this place called ScoreMaster, and it helps you get your points up fast. In fact, the average ScoreMaster user adds 61 points in 20 days or less to their overall score, which can save you a ton of money and help save you a fortune overall when you apply for that loan or credit card or refinance your home. ScoreMaster is great for lots of reasons, but I would just say you can save thousands of dollars on a car loan, up to $100,000 on a home loan. And even if you're like refinancing your student loans, which I did, guys, I was able to get my score up and then refinance I know this is crazy, but I had student loans that were like 10.5% and 12% APR. Totally wrong. Got those down to like 4% and 3%, and I'm going to try to get them down to 1.9%. You can enroll in minutes. What are you waiting for? Find a way to increase yourself today to save money on all of your loans or whatever investments you're making. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. That's OFFENSE. That's scoremaster.com/offense. And find out right now how you can raise your score up to 61 points in 20 days. It is an awesome opportunity. Please take advantage of it. Save the money and do yourself some good in a world where not a lot of good has been happening recently.
Where everything is messed up.
We
cry about it at night.
Don't let your credit score be one of those things. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. And speaking of that, it's like, you know, when we're talking about, you said like excusing this, like look at the CNN article. I know this one enraged Savannah too. I love bringing up the Savannah enraged when she's like just enraged.
People don't see Sav behind the scenes. She is one of the, I love Sav to pieces, but if you make this girl mad, whoo. You better watch yourself.
I always say on the show, I go, don't piss her off. Don't make Sav mad.
I feel bad for Elijah on a daily basis because I'm like, I'm sorry, Elijah. Why were you 10 minutes late today? And he's just like, I'm sorry.
28 minutes late.
But anyway.
And then I'm like, have a Starbucks in my hand. I'm like, traffic. It's just traffic.
Savannah will call me and she'll be like, Sydney, I just saw this thing. And she'll be like, my. Like, rightly. Like, I agree with what she says. And I'm like, lady, do you need a head rub?
I'm just too hype. It's my it's the Hispanic in me, you know. It comes out.
Your parents are so chill. That's what's confusing.
I know. I don't know why I get so enraged about things, and I'm like, I need to chill.
It's like, I don't want to sound racist, but it's like the Asian. She's got like the Asian brain, and then like the Hispanic fire, yeah. And it's just like, it's like high IQ, but like high intensity, mm-hmm. And it just like makes you scared a little bit, but like it keeps you in line. Mm-hmm. It's like, it just keeps you in line. I'm like, I have a wife and everything, but like, I feel like my wife prayed there would just be like some other woman that like just kind of kept me in line while I was at work. Mm-hmm. I'm not even a feminist, but men, so women can really help keep you in line. Okay, this being said, Savannah, you saw this. The way CNN represented this was not that two girls brutally murdered a man while carjacking him. They said that police said that girls 13 and 15 assaulted an Uber Eats driver with a taser while carjacking him, which led to an accident. It led to an accident in which he was fatally injured. So he was injured because there was an accident. Like, as if an accident can happen in the middle of carjacking someone. Like, oh yeah, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. And you're in court and it's like,
yeah, I just accidentally murdered them. My bad. It was just an accident.
Yeah, so like, I'm sorry. Like, I was carjacking him, then I shot him on accident. Because he like went for my gun. And it's like, no, what were you doing carjacking them?
They drove away with him hanging out of the car. What? I mean, that's pretty deliberate. That's not an accident. You are physically driving. And that vehicle was going fast. You are driving away fast in a vehicle with someone hanging out of the car. You hit a pole and then hit something else. I think it was another car. And then that person goes flying. That is... I'm pretty sure that CNN would probably call that manslaughter, but I'm going to call that murder.
Yeah, and this even happened. It says in Washington, right after this happened, according to NBC4, there was two more teens arrested in a carjacking in the same area.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah, as if there might be a systemic problem that's really going on and it's not the police. Maybe there are cultural issues going on in our country that need to be addressed. Mm. And maybe that we need to take responsibility for those things. And people always ask, well, why do you say that? I go, well, there's a lot of like really horrible white people. I said, oh, for sure. And here's the key thing. I can just say that and call it out and say, like, degenerate low class whiteness is something that I would never promote in my society and I won't excuse. I know that exists and there are reasons to treat, and I'm not speaking down on poor people or anything. I'm just never going to be like, oh yeah, that's just how I expect people to act. I'm going to go, mm-hmm. no, to my kids, that's not how we behave. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't judge and condemn people just because they didn't have the same opportunities than you, or they have less money than you, or bad situations occurred that got them to be the way they are. But we're not going to promote that and act like that's a normal for our society. It's not. And I don't care. That's not normal for any race to be behaving like that. It's not normal for human beings is the key factor. And we have to look at, you know, it's not just racial, but there's socioeconomic, there's family structure problems in a lot of different areas. And you know what? There's a reason why Asians are lower on the bad metrics than every other race and higher on the good metrics.
They don't tolerate it.
Exactly.
They do not tolerate it.
No toleration for BS.
No, not at all. I mean, like, that's why when people look at Japan, for example, and they're like, oh, Japan is such an ideal place to live. Yeah, it's because they don't tolerate any of this stuff. I'm pretty sure that even like when it comes to, because you know, they're very sovereign. They're very closed borders about everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about countries that, like, what's the word, where you can't have babies, where they inject you with the stuff.
Are you talking like sterilization?
Yeah, they sterilize transgender people. They do things like that in Japan. Maybe they don't do it now, but they used to. I mean, these are countries that do not put, they don't put up with any BS. They're just like, nope, I'm done. And I mean, that
because they're serious countries.
Because they're serious, they're serious about the non-crime rate of their countries. One of my friends lives in Singapore. One of my very best friends lives in Singapore. And he was coming home the other night at like 11 o'clock and we were texting because, you know, the time lined up here in Texas. And he was texting me and he was like, oh, I'm on my way home, I'm going to get a bus. And I was like, oh, you're not you're just going to get on the bus? And he's like, yeah, it's super safe. Like, I can do whatever. Like, I can just walk around at 2 o'clock in the morning. Nothing's going to happen. I mean, you can't even spit gum out on the street in Singapore. You can't even chew gum, I'm pretty sure. It's, you know, gum is not a thing. I mean, these are countries that take crime seriously and differently to how we do here in the U.S. because there's no, they're not going to make excuses.
They'll execute you for having drugs.
Yeah, well, because they're not going to make excuses. Yeah. They will not make excuses. And it's one size fits all. You break the law, that's it. You go to jail.
And it leads.
That's it.
It's a serious country. We're not. And that's why, before we go any further, I want to remind you, if you make it this far in the podcast, I hope it means you like the podcast. I hope it does. Because if you make it this far and you don't like it, you probably have a pretty uneventful life. You should start watching something else. But if you love this, guys, you know, a lot of the ways that we keep the show running, as you know, we are demonetized. We've been hit a lot by the far left media who have really worked hard to try to discredit the show, our reputation as individuals. And, you know, by going to checking us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, leaving a 5-star review by clicking the links below, it really does help us out a lot. And we love your earnest and your honest opinions of the show. We have two reviews that are coming up here from the show. I don't know if we have them on the screen. We have one from Bought by One. It's the best worst show with excellent graphics. That's really good. I'm glad you guys see the truth. It says, I'm excited to have a podcast version so when my YouTube is not available, I can listen to the podcast. Do not grow weary of doing good and always remember your grandma is watching. She is. She watches the show. Hi, Grandma. Grandma's approval has kept you relevant. That is true. My grandma's the most relevant person ever. I just bought her some food the other day. I visited California. We have one more review from Megan Loves White Rice. I thought that was going to go somewhere else.
Man, I love white rice. I love the way Savannah makes it, too. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
That's racist. That's
she just gives me bowls of it. It's great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sav, for the rice.
They call them rice munchas. I think that's racist
was
to say
that. Was that your Australian accent?
I think that's just a... muncha? I don't know. I feel like Australians are racist and they say things like curry muncha and like rice muncha and things that are like blatantly not okay in America,
no,
it's funny.
Australians are not racist. We're funny.
Exactly.
Mm.
It's true.
Mm.
And also...
We're funny.
This person, what do they say? I'll wrap this up. I've been listening to you for almost a year now. I enjoy your content. You're witty and have a great sense of humor. Please continue your work. I just finished watching your debate with Tiffany, John Bryce, and JC. I'm pretty bummed everyone ignored the part of your question that pertained to the effects of pornography on the youth. Perhaps you could do a segment on it. I do. I want to say hi to Savannah because I'm 4'11", midgets in the house, short girls rule. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. You can always get your review read here live on air as well. Also, remember to support us directly at blazetv.com/Elijah. This is the surest and easiest way just to tell Blaze that you like the show, as we're signing a new contract for the show to extend it, even though maybe it doesn't make sense for them. They know you love it, and your positive reviews, your support keeps this kind of content on the air and censorship free. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah. Crowder was just, you know, got a strike. He was banned for a week from posting. If we get banned, we'll still be on blazetv.com, so make sure you stay on there. My name's Elijah Schaefer, the host of the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color. That's the more correct way to say it now instead of colored confetti. I'm your top 17 host. I'm joined by Sydney Watson, the host
of
Sydney Watson.
Your favorite funny Australian.
Yeah, your favorite funny Australian.
Mm, not that
wearing
funny.
Tops that you like.
Yes.
Check her out in the description.
Wearing cute little... I'm not even going to go there. That was going to be another joke, but
that's
my
true.
Brain is, I'm fried, guys. I'm fried today, not on drugs, just on hungry.
And they can see us speak April 24th in Kenosha.
Yes.
You guys can see us speak live. Check it out. It's called Myth Informed. You can find the links in the description. Savannah will be there as well. We're all going to be speaking in Kenosha back there as well. I'm kind of trying to go hang out with Kyle Rittenhouse as well while we're out there. But we're going to be speaking live. Go see us out in Wisconsin. Have a great rest of the week and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.